to Membrobo Mateus, the bottom. Rav Rabbi Chia. Rav Rabbi Chia have yashti besudasa kamei the Rebbe. Rav and Rabbi Chia were eating with Rebbe. Omer le Rebbe le Rav, kum moshi yoda. So Rebbe told Rav, go wash your hands. Chazi de kumarashi, she saw that he started to tremble. He thought maybe Rebbe saw something wrong with him, he had to go wash his hands. I told you to go wash so you could, while everybody else is washing, I want you to bench, and the one who benched then was Motzi, everybody else, so I want you to be able to look over the benching before you have to bench. And over then also they benched Balpeh, they didn't bench from a bencher, they didn't write, weren't allowed to write down Tfilas or whatever, still considered Torah Shebalpeh. So they had to review it to be Motzi, everybody. And Rishi Bura says, even Bisman Azeh, there's still an Indian, even if we're not Motzi everybody, but the person who benches Bekol Rav. So he wants to make sure that he doesn't make mistakes, doesn't get embarrassed. So also he should look over the benching beforehand. So this whole Indian of that the bencher washes first before the next four people, he's the first of the last five people, still applies today, Rishi Bura says. I turn it up on him. Arashi Rashi first. Aim, no. Another Rashi. Okay, right. I turn it up on him. Aim mechabdin, lo bidrachim, velo bikshorim, velo biyodayim is zohamos. There's no Indian of kibud, of being mechabdin people, in traveling. See, one second what that means. Right? In other words, you don't let somebody bigger go ahead of you or whatever. There's no Indian of stam being mechabdin. You travel. And not on a bridge. You don't let the greater person go first on a bridge. And not with Yodai Mizomos, Rashi says, Matilas Mayimachronim. Mayimachronim, except for the last five people, because of the reason of the person who's greater, has to bench. He has to look over the benching. Otherwise, you start from the lesser person, so the bigger person doesn't have to sit there and like a golem while everybody else is washing. Okay. Robin Vabaya. So these are the cases where you don't mechabit. So we're Robin Vabaya. Okay, Tosis here makes a chilek. If we have time, we'll see some other things. At least the Tosis. He brings down a Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara says that Levi and Rapuna Barchia were traveling, and Rapuna's donkey. Went ahead of Levi, and So he wanted to pacify him because it wasn't proper, right? He should have been mechabed him to go first. Tosfos says you see from there that when you travel, you do are mechabed the greater person. Tosfos makes a chilek that it depends if you started traveling together. People went out as a group. Then your mechabed one the other. The person who's greater gets the kavod, right, to go first or whatever. But if you met people on the road, stop, people are traveling themselves, and they met other people, that's when the Gemara says over here that you're not mechabed bedrachim. Then you don't have to let the gadol go ahead or whatever. Everybody goes, the speed that they're going. Okay. But if you travel together as a group, then there's an inyan to mechabed the gadol even during traveling. Okay, Ravin Vabaya Haviko Azli Baurcha. Ravin and Abaya were traveling together. Tadme Hamre de Ravin with Abaya. And Ravin's donkey went ahead of Abaya. The Lo Omer Le Nezel Mar. And he didn't say to him, the Rav should go first, right? The Rebbe should go first. Abaya said, when Robin came from Eretz Israel, obviously he became a big shot. Right? Doesn't have mechabed me anymore or whatever, he thinks he's a big shot. Kimotel Pisco the Beknishta, when they came to the entrance of the shul, when they got to where they were going, Omerle Neilmar, so Robin said to Abaya, the Rebbe should go first. Until that wasn't the Rebbe. When your donkey went ahead of me, right, you didn't say a word. You kept going in front of me. And now you want to give me COVID, right? The Rebbe should go first. Well, I wasn't the Rebbe till now. All of a sudden, I became your Rebbe. The kibbutz is only in a door that has a mezuzah. Right? That's where you're mechaved. Right? That's how it's covered ashrina because of the mezuzah. So there, it's an inyan of what's it called to be mechaved a greater person.
Okay, in places where they're not mechubed anyway, where there's no mezuzah, or they're not roy for a mezuzah, then you're not mechaved. Rashi says it doesn't mean dafka you're mechaved in a place where there's a pesach. It means that wherever there's no pesach at all, right? In other words, in roads or whatever, stam traveling on the outside, there's no kibbutz like we said before, right? So the ish be mezuzah in the less be mezuzah lo. Ela miata beis haknesses or beis hamedrash less to mezuzah hachinami day mechaved, right? The beis haknesses and beis hamedrash really don't need a mezuzah, right? So then you're not mechaved even to go first into shul, right? Obviously that's not the case. Ela ema pesach haroy le mezuzah, a doorway that if the halachas would be that it's chayiv in a mezuzah would be roy for a mezuzah, that's where you're mechaved, right? It doesn't have to dafka have a mezuzah. So Rashi says, memarava levishohaya ravin ragel alos mivav Israel. Ravin used to travel often to Eretz Israel. Velomar hu dvarav mishmos Rabbi Yochanan. He used to come back and say over the things that he learned from Rabbi Yochanan in Eretz Yisrael. The Pesach Haroi LeMezuzah, Kolomer, B'Knisas Kol Psochim, L'Mu'utei Drachim U'Prasos. It doesn't mean Dafka, a Pesach with Mezuzah, or even a Pesach. What it means is that where you're traveling and you're not going into any specific place, there, what's it called, you are not Mechabit. Just like we said before, in Mechabit Medrachim. Okay. There is a machlokas over here by Pesach that's not roy for a mezuzah even. Because a beis haknesses is potter for mezuzah, but it's roy for a mezuzah if people would live there or whatever. In fact, it says that if you have places where they used to have shuls where people, where guests used to stay, aniyim used to stay, so they lived there, then you need a mezuzah there. But a beis hakisei, beis hateven, these places are not places of kavod, therefore there's no mezuzah on them. Some hold it. Therefore, also you're not mechabed. Right? You walk into the bathroom. You don't have to let the greater person walk ahead of you. In the bathroom, there's no kibudim. Okay. Omer of Yehuda bereder of Shmuel bar Shilas mishmei derav. Ein hamisubin rishoyin lechol klum ad sheyitom habotzeim. Okay. No one is allowed to eat before the person who made the motzi tastes from the motzi. Yosef Rav Safra v'ka'omar lito, itmar, right? Didn't say, enam asubin rishoyin lechol. They're not allowed to eat. They're not allowed even to taste anything until the mevorech taste from the motzi. L'may nafkamina, what's the difference if it's litom or lechol? Shechayiv adam lomar v'loshin rav. There is no difference. Litom and lechol, the same exact thing. But you have to say it the way your Rebbe said it. And I heard it from my Rebbe. He said litom, not lechol, so I'm saying it over litom. Rashi, lito mitmar, ein chilik bedover. Okay? El shechayiv lomar b'lashon rabba. There's absolutely no difference between lito or lecho, which is a little bit difficult because before we had a whole sugya, if you're allowed to eat before davening, if it's only te'ima that's asur, or mamash and achila, and the rishonim over there, a medayik, if it said litom or the girsa was lecho, here you see from this Gemara that litom and lecho have absolutely no nafkamina between them. Otherwise, it should have said litom. They can't even take a little bit, right? Not that they can't eat the whole kazayas or whatever. There's absolutely no nafkamina between litom and lechol. The lashonos are exactly the same thing. It's only you have to say it b'lashon rabba. But there's no halachic difference between litom or lechol, right? So it's very difficult. Why before this they're medayik in the girsos of litom or lechol? There's a difference between achila and between te'iva. This gemara, Ferish Gemara, there's absolutely no difference in shas. When it says litom or it says lechol, they mean the same thing. Tana Rabbana, shnayim mantinim zeh lezeh b'ka'ara. Right, two people are eating together, so they used to eat from a common plate. They used to take off the common plate and eat. So they have to wait for each other. Let's go. One shouldn't take before the other one's ready to take. Shlosha ein mantinim. But with three people, everybody grabs what they can. Rashi. No Rashi. Okay. Habotzeya hu poshet yado tchila The one who made the motzi, he has the right also to take from the common serving plate first. That's part of the derech eretz of eating. We give him the right to take first. But if he wants to be chole kavod to his rebbe, or to somebody greater than him, right? If the person who wasn't greater made the motzi, the Baal HaBayis made the motzi, right? Like we said before, even if he's not the greatest person, right? So he makes the motzi, but if he wants to give permission to somebody else to start the eating, right, to take from the serving plate first, he has a right to do that. Rava Barachana havi osik lelebrei beirav shmuel barav ktina. Rava Barachana was making a chasana for his son, in the house of Rav Shmuel Bar of Ketina. Kodim v'yosif, v'komasni le'lebrei, so he, what's it called, they sat down, he was teaching his son the following halacha. Ein ha'botzei or reshai l'tzoa, ad sheyich lo'omen mipi oha'onim. The person who makes the motzi is not allowed to cut the challah, right, to tear off the motzi until the, what's it called, the people finish answering amen to his bracha. Okay, because we said before that you only cut the challah when you finish the bracha. And the bracha is not finished till the people answer amen. Amen is part of the bracha, we'll see. And therefore, until the people finish answering amen, the bracha is not finished. And therefore, you shouldn't break off the challah till the people finish answering amen. Rav Chisda Omar, mipi rov ha'onim. Not everybody has to finish answering amen. Sometimes people are marich in amen, but most of the people. Omar le Rami bar Chama, maishno ruba dakati lo kal yibracha miyuta nami lo kal yibracha. Right? What's the difference if most of them finish saying amen? Right? The reason that you have to wait is because without amen, the bracha is not finished. So what difference does it make if most of them has said, right, or only a miut have said, Lamaisa, as long as not everybody finishes saying amen, right, the bracha is not finished. There's still people saying amen. It's wrong to be marach in amen too much. So the people who are being marach are doing the wrong thing. So you don't wait for them. You only wait for the people who are answering amen properly. So when rov of the people finish amen, you don't wait for the people who are elongating the amen, and the bracha is finished, because the people who are answering too long are doing the wrong thing. So the people who answer normally, the rov of those people, what's it called, finish the bracha. Rashi, kodim rabba barbarchana leishiv al ashulchan l'shanas l'tno hilchasuda. So they sat down early to the meal, Rabba Barbarchana and his son, to learn a little bit before they ate, to teach him the halachas of the suda, the fishach chosin rogel l'tzoa v'yamalavdo heich yasin. Because the chosin was the one who usually made the motzi, and he wanted to teach him how to do it properly. Right? So he sat down with his son, and he was teaching him the halachas of what he's going to have to do to make the motzi by the suda. Liftzoa lifros haprusa min hapas, to cut the motzi from the bread, to break off the bread that you're going to eat. Ad sheyichlo omen pi haonim, omen achar birchas hamotzi. Until the omen after birchas hamotzi is finished, you don't cut the bread. The afanias omen min habrochei. Because amen is part of the bracha. The amrinu perakesim of orchim, tzara shetich lebracha, kodem betzil. We learned already that you have to finish the bracha before you cut the bread. Okay. Go on. Father Rabbana. Ein onin, lo amen chatufa, velo amen ketufa, velo amen yisoma, velo yizra bracha mipiv. Okay, you shouldn't answer an amen chatufa. Rashi says chatufa. She corins her ala bechata velo bepatach. The omer imoin. The utzarech lomer omein. You don't say it with a patach or with a komatz, right? Omein. But instead, you say it, what's it called, with a shva. Imein. Right? You didn't say omein, you said imein. We'll go over this. We'll have time before we finish, I think, yeah. So we'll go over this and see all the different shitas of what an omein chatufa is. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says he didn't say the aleph properly. Instead of saying it with the kamatz, or he said, ketufa, shemechasa kriyas hanur, sheina motziya bepeh sheteni keres. You didn't say omein, you said omei. And you didn't accent the nun. You didn't emphasize the nun. So it sounded like omei instead of omein. Omein yisoma, says Rashi, shalosh shoma habrocha, elosh shoma shonin omein. He didn't hear the bracha. He doesn't know what's it called, what bracha they're making, right? And he heard people answering Amen. He answered with him. That's called an Amen Yisoma, because it's not connected to the bracha, because he didn't hear the bracha. V'hod amrinam v'hachalil, right? In Sukkah, it says, Shalakzandria shamitzrayim, hoyim menifim besudorim, shigia eis lanos Amen. Right? There, the shul was so big, they couldn't hear the chazan. So they used to have flags that they would wave when the chazan got to the end of the bracha, so the people far away would know they should answer Amen. I didn't hear the bracha, it's an Amen Yisoma. Right? Rashi just got finished explaining that an Amen Yisoma is where you didn't hear the bracha. And here they didn't hear the bracha. They saw the flags, but they didn't hear the bracha. How could they answer Amen altogether? You only answer Amen if you hear the bracha. So Rashi says no. Al maloshami v'ka'anu, hanu meidi yadi shem onim achar bracha. V'al ezu bracha hem onim. What the Gemara means here is, you didn't know what bracha machal the people are answering Amen to. All you hear is people answering Amen. You know that some bracha has been said, but you don't know which one. Then you can't answer Amen, because you don't know machal what you're answering to. Okay? That's called an Amen Yisoma. But Shane Cain, if I know what bracha I'm answering to, I didn't hear it. But I know what bracha they're answering, because the flags are telling me that now they're saying the bracha, Chanun Amar B'Lisloach. So I know that that's what they're saying. And then I can answer Amen, even though I didn't actually hear the bracha. Because I know which bracha I'm answering to. Amen Yisoma, according to this pshat, is that you don't know which bracha you're answering to. You can't answer Amen to a bracha you don't know which one you're answering. You have to know what's been said. Okay? The lo yizra bracha mipiv, bin the hirus, shedom olof kemasa, ela shecho kavur lo. Right? Shouldn't say a bracha, you know, quickly just to get rid of it. It's like it's a burden, right? You have to do it, no, so I'll do it. Yeah, you should say the bracha slowly, with kavana, not just throw it out of your mouth. Okay. Ben aze omer, kol ha'omein, ona, omein yisoma, you benov yisomin. A person who answers an omein yisoma, his children will be yisomin. Reven Emir Bloch, whose yahrzeit was yesterday, 50th yahrzeit, says a nice pshat here. What's the Omen Yisoma, Bon of you Yisoma? He says, just like this, somebody who answers Omen to everything he hears and doesn't even know what he's talking about, right? He's a yes man, right? Everything that, what's it called, that everybody's answering Omen, he answers Omen. Even though his children are basically orphans. They have no father to teach them what's right, what's wrong, because the father's a yes man. He just says Omen to everything he hears in the world. Right, whether he knows what he's answering Amen or not. So basically, his children have no father to teach them, so they yisom him. That's what he says. Okay, chatufa, a person who answers Amen chatufa, which Rashi said means you either leave off the nun or don't emphasize it. It sounds like Amen. Yischat fu yomav. So his days, his years should be grabbed away. Right? In other words, he'll die young. Ketufa, if he answers an Amen ketufa, right? Oh, no, that's the one with, that's what's it called, that you forget the nun. The chatufa is where you didn't say the aleph properly. You said imain instead of omen. The iskat fu yomav, his day should be grabbed away. The chol ha-marich po omen, marich lo yomav shlo, a person who elongates the omen properly, not too long, but a little bit long, right? He gets extra years and days. His days are quality days and his years are quantity years. So how much is Marich Amen? That you should be able to say Amen long enough that you could think you're saying Kel Melech Neman, because that's what Amen is. It's the Rashi Tevos of Kel Melech Neman, the Rabbanu Shem is faithful. Amen means, I believe that this bracha is true, and I hope it'll be fulfilled. That's what the person should be thinking when he says Amen. I know the Rabbanu Shem is faithful, right, and therefore I believe what it says, and I hope it'll be fulfilled. That's what Amen is, and you should say Amen long enough to think Kel Melech Neman. That's all. So long as it takes to think Kel Melech Neman, that's how long you should say the Amen. Okay, Rav Shmuel, have a yasti besudasa. Rav and Shmuel were eating together, or sitting at a meal. Osar of Shimi Barchia, have a kemisarev v'ochel. Okay, so Rav Shimi Bar Chiya came to what's it called, to the end of the meal. They were eating already, they finished eating. And Rav Shimi Bar Chiya came and he sat down. So they started to what's it called, to tell him, eat something. Okay. Omer Le Rav, Ma Da Teich Litzterufei Bahadon. So Rav said to Shmuel, pushing him to eat? You think that if he'll eat something, he can mitzaref with us and we'll bench from the zomit? Right? Ano achil nolad. We already finished eating. Right? So we finished our meal. So he can't be mitzaref with us. Even if he eats now, it's like he's eating his own meal. Because we finished our meal. Right? So how can we count him for benching? And you don't need all three people to eat bread. Right? The third person can eat anything. But he has to eat it with Chara together with the other people. Otherwise, how can mitzaref with them for a mezuzah? Amar le Shmuel, so Shmuel said to Rav, Ilu maisi li or delai. If they bring me some nice, birds or whatever, chicken or whatever, at the end of the meal. If it goes lai. Va'aba, or you like gozlo. Gozlos are are birds.
Pigeons.
Or delai, right, pigeons. What's or delai? Bikinu asudan. Kmeim pitrius. They were mushrooms. Right? Shmuel used to like to eat dessert of mushrooms. And Rav used to eat dessert of pigeons. Okay? He used to bring like a fricassee at the end of the meal, not the beginning of the meal. So Shmuel said to Rav, if they bring me some good mushrooms now, or they bring you some nice pigeons, right, miloachlina, you'd have room, a little bit more, there's always room for some more. Right, so we haven't finished our meal. We're not intending to eat anymore. But if they would bring something, another course, we'd eat it. So therefore, what's it called? We're considered still eating the meal. Rashi, the commissary v'achil minmayer leachol kedei litzarif lezimu v'izangolav. So he was rushing to eat something before they bench, so he'd be able to mitzarif for benching. Achil nolon gomra lon sudaseinu kodesh shavos. Right, we finished our meal before you came. The iyata mechayveinu o bezimul. Therefore, you can't make mechayev us to bench your mezuzah. Ilu maisili, and the thing Rashi says, the reason he can't be mechayev us, because we said two people bershus could bench mezuzah anyway. So if they wanted to, they could bench mezuzah even too. But we're not chayev in mezuzah because of you. So it's a zimul that's only rishus. You're not making anything different now by eating with us. Ilu maisili or delai goes lively abba. Shmuel chavivin olav or delai bikinu asuda. The hen kmeyun of pitrios. They are mushrooms and what's the other things called? Mushrooms and
truffles,
toadstools. Ularav hayu chavivin gozlos. Rav used to like eat pigeons at the end of the meal. Shmuel hayu kori larav abba lechvodo. And Shmuel used to call Rav abba, right, as kovid for Rav. Milo achlinan, hilkach lo gomra sudaso mitztarif. Right? We would eat it. Therefore, our suda is not finished. Talmidei the Rav have yasli besudaso. The Talmidim of Rav were eating a meal. All Rav Acha. So Rav Acha came. Amrei osa gavra Rav and mevorechla. So Rav Acha came to join them. They said, wow, big person came. We'll let him bench. Amar lahu misav risu de gadol mevorech. Right? You think that the gadol benches even if he comes at the end of the meal? Ikur shebesu de mevorech. The person who ate the main meal together, he should be the mevorech, not the person who comes at the end. The hilchus a gadol mevorech. Afagav dosos of love is not like that. Maybe Rav Acha was more modest. The halacha is the gadol benches even if he only came at the end of the meal. He didn't eat the ikur meal with them, but he ate at the end of the meal with them. Still, he wanted mevorach. Rashi, ikur shebesuda, ach echad meosan shoyu betchilas haseiva. Somebody who was there from the beginning of the meal should bench, not somebody who just came at the end. But the Gemara says, no, if the person who came at the end is a greater person, he should bench, even though he wasn't there for the whole meal. Okay, let's go back over a few things here. Next is the... back to the Mishnah. Okay. Rashi says that Amen is part of the bracha, and the Orzarua says Ad Kedekach that the person, unless it says, shouldn't cut off the bread till people finish answering Amen, because you can't cut the bread till the bracha's finished, and the bracha's not finished till the people answer Amen. It's all part of the bracha. The Orzarua says, therefore, the Mevarech has to have Kavana to be Yotze the Amen, because it's part of his bracha. Okay? And the Ramah in Darkei Moshe's Tomeya, where we ever see such a thing that the Mevorech has to have Kavanah to be Yotze the Amen? It's just that it's all part of one thing, right? But he says he has to mechaber at least to hear the Omen, because it's the end of his bracha is the Omen. But to be mechaber to be yotze the Omen, that we don't find, the Ramah says. Okay, now what is these different kinds of Omenes? So Rashi says, Omen chatufa, the Rashi in the Rosh is where you said Imein instead of Omen. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah says anything that applies to any of the vowels, right? You said, instead of Omen, you said Omin, right? You didn't say Main, you said Min, or whatever. You changed any of the vowels, it would be the same halacha. However, there's a Rashbatz that says differently. He says that when you say Imein, it sounds like I don't believe, right? E means no. Imein, right? I don't believe in this. So then it would only apply to saying Imein, but not changing the other vowels. The other vowels are not so geferlich. Here it has mamash an opposite meaning, so it's more geferlich. Okay, the Ra'or and the Ritva says a different idea of Omein Chatufa, where you answer Omein before they finish the bracha. You don't wait till they finish it. We do that all the time here, or everywhere, really, whenever, what's it called, the chazan is marich benigud, right? Hamavorech esamo Yisrael, bashalom. And people are answering Omein while he's still saying bashalom. Now you should wait till he finishes shalom, and then answer Omein. Not answer Omein while he's still saying the end of the bracha. That's the Ra'o and the Ritva. And the Rabbeinu Yonah says, an Omein chatufa means you answer it too quickly. Say the Omein too quickly. Okay. That's Omein Chatufa, the different opinions. Omein Kitufa, Rashi says, that you left out the Nun. Okay, you said Omei. You didn't say Omein. The Rabbeinu Yonah, the Ritva, says that any letter, you swallow one of the letters. Could be the Mem. You didn't say you swallowed. Or the Aleph. Right? When Kitufa means you swallowed one of the letters. You didn't say it properly. And the Aruch says it sounds like two words. Omein, right? You stop in the middle, and you're what's it called, cutting the Omein into two. An Omein Kitsara, or Omein Arucha, is the use of the Rif. The Rif adds, we don't have it in the Gemara. You shouldn't answer an Omein Kitsara or an Omein Arucha. A short Omein or a long Omein. And the short and long, the Shulchan Aruch says, it should be long enough to think Kel Melech Ne'eman, but not longer than that. An Omein Yisoma is where you didn't hear the, what's it called, the bracha. You don't know what bracha you're answering to, right? That's what Rashi and Tosa say. And we have the question from Alexandria, where they didn't hear the bracha. They just saw the flags and they answered Omein. So Rashi and Tosa's answer, one answer is that it's talking where you know what bracha you're answering to, then what's it called, even if you didn't hear it, you answer Omein. If you don't know which bracha you're answering to, right, then you don't answer Omein if you didn't hear it. Okay. Rav Nissen Gaon says that a different chiluk. Only a bracha that you're mechuyev to hear, chazoras hashatz, brachas that you have to hear, you don't answer Omein unless you know which bracha it is. But if it's brachas that you hear, you don't have to hear. You stop, walk into a place, and they're saying a bracha, and you don't know which bracha. You didn't hear the bracha. But you hear people answering Omein, that's fine. You answer Omein to a bracha that you don't have to hear, right? Even if you don't know what they're answering Omein to. But if it's a bracha that you have to hear, you're Shmon Esrei, and you have to hear Chazor Sashat, and you didn't hear the bracha, even if you know what bracha they're saying, you don't answer Omein. That's what Nissen go. Okay, so his chiluk is more, not if you know what bracha or not, but what kind of bracha is it? Is it a bracha you're chayef to hear? You don't answer Omein unless you hear it. If it's a bracha you're not chayef to hear, you answer Omein if you didn't hear it. And in Alexandria, it was talking about brachas that they didn't have to hear. They weren't mechuyev to hear. Tosfos, okay, that we said already. The Baal HaMichtav is mechalek between where you hear a bracha from a shatz, then even if you don't know what he's saying, you answer Omein. And even if you don't know which bracha it is, you didn't hear it. Or if you hear a bracha from an individual, then that's what our Gemara says you have to know what bracha he's making. But if you didn't hear it, you don't know which bracha, right, then you didn't hear the bracha, then you don't answer Omein. To an individual, if you didn't hear the bracha, you don't answer Omein. Alexandria is because that was a shot. Even if you didn't hear the bracha, you do answer Omein.
All of
these
don't
fit into a bracha. What? All the words. Yeah, okay. That's, he's going on Rashi. The Avudram says that an Omein Yisom is a different halacha. And that's the Ramah brings us down. And Amen Yisoma is you answer Amen way after the bracha was finished. You should answer like Tochidei Dibra of the bracha, immediately when the bracha is finished, Amen. And Amen Yisoma is where the Amen is an orphan. It's not connected to the bracha. They finished the bracha 5 minutes ago, well, not 5 minutes, it's like 5 seconds ago, and you're answering Amen now. That's, you should answer Amen immediately after the bracha. Okay. I think Tochidei Dibra. It doesn't say that, the Feirish, but the Stama, that's the Shir. Okay. The somebody being mitzarif to benching at the end of the meal. Okay? So the Rif and the Rosh, Paschim like Shmuel, that Shmuel said that there's always room for more, so even if you finished eating, right, you didn't stop eating, and they served everything, if they serve another course, that's not called the end of the meal, and anybody who comes at that point in the meal, where everybody's finished eating, but they could still eat if they wanted to, it still is mitzaref for mezumen. Okay. However, if you already said rabosai nevarech, then if somebody comes after the rabosai nevarech, right, he's not mitzaref to the benching, and they're already mesiach das. Right now, mitzaref doesn't mean like we have that at the beginning of benching, because that's already the mezumen. I mean, it is mezumen. Means that they said, the people said, let's bench. If they already said, let's bench, right, then they were mesiach das from the meal, and at that point, anybody who comes after they said, let's bench, is not mitzvah from the zimun. So two people are eating, and they said to each other, let's bench, and then somebody, a third person came, even if he eats, now he doesn't count for a mezumen. Okay? Okay, because once they said, let's bench, right, the Rif holds that you have to make a new bracha if you're going to eat now. After you say, let's bench, if you decide to change your mind and eat, you have to make a new bracha, so it's what's it called, it's already considered like a new meal. The Meiri says, even if they didn't say anything, but they've eaten so much that they're really packed, and they couldn't eat another thing, really, then already somebody comes at that point, even if it's only physical that they can't eat anymore, also it's considered like a new meal. For them, it's their meal is finished, and you're not mitzaref anymore from the zomer. The Rambam says that even if what they could have eaten is not there on the table, but if they bring more food, we'd eat it, that's still considered part of the meal, like Shmuel. And the Or Zeruah says another time that the meal's over if you wash Mayim Achronim. If you didn't say let's bench, but they pass by Mayim Achronim, people wash Mayim Achronim, that meal's over. Somebody comes at that point, he's eating a different meal, he can't be mitzaref for Zimu. So basically, if they said let's bench, or even they didn't say let's bench, but they wash Mayim Achronim, or like the Meiri says, I don't know if we pass them like that, but because the Shulchan Aruch only brings down these two things, but if people are so full that they couldn't eat anything more, right, maybe they didn't bring down halacha, because that's not really true, people always can eat something more. Right, so then also it's possible that you're not mitzaref, but lacking any of those things, if somebody comes at the end of the meal, even if there's no food on the table, but they could bring food, nobody said let's bench, they didn't wash my macaronim, you could count, and that person eats something, he could count him already for a mizum. Shir hamalos is like let's bench mistama. Mistama shir hamalos means it's just as if you said let's bench. It's in the place of let's bench. You'd hear the bracha. So the Maisa, they bring down these two shitas. The Iker shita is if you know what bracha you're answering to, even though you didn't hear it, you answer. If you what's it called don't know bichlal what bracha you're answering to, right, then you shouldn't answer on me. Okay. Even what's it called even in a bracha that you're not mechuyev to hear, still you shouldn't answer on me.